Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We're a listener-supported podcast, 110%, folks. So any donations, anything you can to help us out is always greatly appreciated. There's some donations links up on the side. And again, if you get anything out of today's podcast, please think about donating. We're a podcast, and we believe in God and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and end time prophecies and current and world events. That's a little bit of a rundown of the type of podcast we cover. And we cover lots of news, especially all around the world, folks. We are in the end times. We are in the Book of Revelation, and we are living through the Book of Revelation right now in the Bible, of course. And we are living in the end times, and the global reset is the mark of the beast, and that system has already been laid out. It's already here. It's a matter of them just pushing the button and making it global, and away we go. So that's what you have to realize. That's what you have to understand, folks. We are living in the end times. So that's a little bit about the podcast. Let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today's date is Thursday already. We're already more than halfway through the month of May. Thursday, May 19th, 2022. And today's headline is very interesting article here, folks. This is what I wanted to bring to your attention. So much news is coming out of Ukraine, it appears to be completely fabricated. So there you go, folks. And I want to try to shed some light on what's coming out of the Ukraine, between the war of Russia and Ukraine, and the news and the media and all the propaganda that's coming out of Ukraine. I want to share some interesting facts and some interesting articles with you, and just share some alternative news with you. And like anything else, I tell everybody, you know, use your mind, use critical thinking, use God's gift. God gave to you the ability to think and the ability to listen, and you decide for yourself. I just try to present the facts each and every week, as I always try to do, and lay things out for you in a very open and honest way. And you decide what you want to believe as Christians, as a human being. And this also applies to Christians and non-Christians throughout the world every day. So just try to present the facts, folks. That's all I do, is the information that I receive and I get and I research, and you decide. So here we go, folks. Again, this is from naturalnews.com. And again, the article reads, So much news coming out of Ukraine appears to be completely fabricated. Let's begin. The first conflict to be covered by the photojournalist brought home to Americans the ultra horror of civil war. Photos showing battlefields littered with corpses shocked the nation in ways that it had not experienced before. And that's true. Why? Because everything's censored. But they'll bring you stuff, and I just want to point something out, folks, for critical thinkers out there. They'll bring you stuff, or they'll bring you bodies. They'll bring you stuff that makes the ratings go through the roof. That's how these media companies are getting paid, is through audience approval, advertising, so on and so forth. But when the ratings are through the roof, then they can get more advertisers. You see how that game works. So normally they don't show you stuff, but because this is Ukraine and the government's all in on this deal, along with the media companies, this is why they show you all this, just so we can be clear there. That's how they make their money. Photos are showing battlefields littered with corpses, shocked the nation, who never experienced this before, only that it actually did. The fighting knew the war's horrors, and they seen them with their own eyes. The harsh scenarios and brutality of the conflict were only surpassed by the smell of battle, stench, and its aftermath. The war coverage progressed over the next century and a half. Reporters and photographers found a better way to bring truth to what has taken place to the masses who hungered for details. And those who were early war correspondent pioneers should be praised and honored for their work, which often cost them their lives. That's very true. Now we find ourselves in a situation where the news media intends not to inform us about what's truly taking place, but what's rather present information that is manipulated in a way that supports and advances predetermined narratives by the global elite who control them. Okay, folks, did you hear that? By the global elite who control them. And they create scenarios. So in other words, whatever they want to do at that particular time in history, whatever narrative they want to fulfill, that's how they gear even an event like a war. So if right now it's Putin bad, the rest of the world good. Well, there's a lot of things behind that, folks, that you have to understand. Putin's not all bad. I mean, I wouldn't trust him, but I'm saying Putin is not completely bad. We have worse leaders than Putin, okay? You have to understand that there are worse leaders. I'll give you one over there, maybe in North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is not good. He's not playing with a full deck, but again, he stays to himself and occasionally launches a couple rockets to get attention. But he's not playing with a full deck. So that's one leader who's worse. Xi Jinping of China, the leader, he's another one that's worse than Putin. So just a mention there. The ongoing Russia invasion of Ukraine is cast in a point. Earlier this week, for instance, Reuters, this is Reuters, folks, was widely mocked for publishing a photo that purposely showed Ukrainian soldiers in a battlefield pushing back Russian forces. But in fact, a group of soldiers depicted in the picture were armed with paintball guns. Okay, do you understand that, folks? So in other words, it showed them going against the Russian soldiers, but really they had armed with paintball guns. Ukraine says it's repelled Russian incursion, the Sumy region. Reuters had tweeted all along with the photo, with the link in the report. You know, so this is how they go. And then the article down below says, the caption, did America just spend $40 billion to buy Ukraine paintball gear? Comedian Tim Young tweeted in a response. So the answer is probably. Because you got to understand what's going on, folks. I'm going to tell you point blank. You can Google this, DuckDuckGo, Google, whatever your search engine. You have Zelensky over there. President Zelensky of Ukraine. President Zelensky of Ukraine. His former background is a stand-up comedian. Go Google it. You don't need to believe a thing I say. Go Google it. Okay. I tell people get off the rear end, get off the recliner, the couch, and go Google that. You have to understand, folks. They're taking us for a ride here. They're taking the American people for a ride. Given Ukraine $40 billion. And you got to understand what's going on, why this psyop is going on over there in Russia and Ukraine. What's going on is other things. Our freedoms and our rights are being taken from us right now as we speak, as the man in the White House, the occupant, Joe Biden, will sign to give our rights and our freedoms away to the WHO, the WHO. The WHO will have the medical authority to go in and to take over a country. And if they say, if they create another pandemic and they say, okay, we're not going to send American troops, we're sending.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the UN and American territory to take over America and to make sure everybody gets vaccinated with this poison. And that's what they're doing. And that the Ukraine war, you have to understand, is just minor. And I don't mean this out of disrespect. I don't, but it's a psyop. It's to get everybody's attention focused on there while other things are being shoved in the back rooms and shoved in the corner. And that's what you have to understand, folks. You know, maybe the Ukraine, do you really need $40 billion if they're fighting Russia army with actual paintball guns? And then Twitter user asked. And then meanwhile, retired U.S. Army General Barry McAfee, who served as a drug czar then in President Bill Clinton's cabinet and currently a military analyst for MSNBC, posted a clip of a video game on Twitter this week claiming it was Ukraine war footage, you know. So this is what's going on, folks. It's just a farce. It is a game. Russia went into Ukraine for certain reasons, but Ukraine's just keeping this game going over there, and we're funding Ukraine, obviously, to keep it going. We're keeping the psyop going. And you got to understand and ask yourself, now, if Russia's using between, I believe it's 8 to 10%, maybe not quite 15% of their military force. You got to understand, folks, come on, let's be real here. If Russia used the full brunt of their military force, do you really think Ukraine would have a chance? The answer is no. Ukraine's a monster, huge country, but do you think they could really withstand alone the Russian if Russia decides to go all out and just bomb the living crap right out of Ukraine? Do you think that really Ukraine could stand a chance against Russia? No, there's no way on God's green earth unless God intervenes. It ain't going to happen. Russia could take that over in a few days or a week at the very most. They're just toying with them. And again, this is a psyop to distract your attention to what's really going on behind the scenes. That's where you have to watch. And that's how it is. And you know, you have to understand this stuff is the sneaky, sneaky tricks, you know, and that's just how it is. A clip in the question from YouTube short section, Russian MiG-29s get shot down by air defense system. ARMA 3 is an open world military tactical shooter game for PC. What's captioned on the video, and I'll leave an article again down below, is the jets being shot down by air defense system that was set up on the ground. McAfee's tweet was deleted at some point after Benny Johnson pointed out that's a gaming mistake or a glaring mistake. So while also, as Johnson pointed out, Twitter and other social media appear to be in on the false narratives as usual. MSNBC analyst is posting fake videos from a video game why the left-wing corporate media is allowed to spread misinformation about the war, while they advocate for censorship of conservatives and fact-checking memes. That's very true. You know, and these major, major mistakes should not have ever been, they should not have happened, folks, but they did. And simply, it leads us to believe that the fake reports being published on purpose to provide a narrative of different reality than on the ground. And I've been saying that all along. I said, I did a podcast, and you can go back and watch one of the podcasts there. It was about a month or two ago, what's really going on in Russia, what you didn't know. And that kind of covers some things. There's just a lot of stuff, a lot of garbage and crap that's going on there. We don't know. We really don't know. And you don't know listening to the big media sources, ABC, NBC, CBS, and so on and so forth. And that's what you have to understand, folks, that it's all a setup. It's all a game. These people don't care. The elites don't care. It's all a distraction. And so that's what you have to understand, folks, that that's the reality. Nothing is what it appears to be anymore. And that's sad to say, but that is the truth. That is the reality. I'm always going to tell you the truth, regardless if it's painful or not. That's what this program's always about, is telling the truth. Okay, folks, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, I want to call you to do so. And I try to do this each and every time on every podcast. I know there's been one or two maybe that I didn't have a chance or have the time. I ran out of time. But I try to do that, folks. I try to always do a salvation prayer if anybody wants to give their life to Jesus Christ. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and not invited him into your life, folks, find a good quiet corner, find a good quiet spot. This will only take about 2 or 3 minutes, and just say a simple prayer with me. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, let's go ahead. So say this prayer with me, folks, if you will. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin, from death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your place as rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who's truly loving. A person like you, restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And anybody that said that prayer, congratulations, folks. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. You can always write to me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And tell me your testimony. Tell me how Jesus is affecting your life and a change in your life. The first thing you want to do, folks, real quick, there's just a couple of quick steps, is you want to go out and get yourself a holy Bible. Get a Bible. Those folks that live here in the United States, you can get a Bible online for about, you know, 15, 20 bucks maybe on Amazon if you want to order on Amazon. If you don't want to, don't have that ability, or maybe money's real tight or you're poor, that's okay. What you can do also is go to your church. Go to the nearest church. Find a good church. That's the second step. One that preaches the Trinity. Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so, if you find a good church that is preaching the Trinity, get into that church and ask somebody, you know, hey, I want to know more. I said a prayer. I gave my life to God. I need a Bible. Could you help me out? And I'm sure, I'm absolutely positive that church will help you out. There'll be a member there, a pastor or senior pastor, or a deacon or somebody will help you out. And then once you find a church, folks, then what you want to do is get together. The third step is find a deacon, find an assistant pastor, somebody there in the church that can answer your questions. You might have questions like I had, you know, who is Jesus Christ? What do I have to do to go to heaven? That's a very good question. There's other questions in there. What is salvation? Why did Jesus die? Why was he put to death? Why did he die? To save our sins and to wash our sins away and to save all of mankind. You know, and certain questions. I mean, you'll have question after question after question. You need to get a hold of a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, or somebody there, or senior member of the church, or deacon, or someone there close to the church that can explain those questions. And you can always feel free to write to me. I'll try to answer your questions as best as I can possibly answer. And that is endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And I'm Eric. I'm your host. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, folks. But most importantly, God bless you and your families. I love you. Thank you again for listening, and take care. Until next time, see ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.